Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Divas and Desserts to return in October. Divas and Desserts will return this fall with a Halloween-themed show, Basin Theater Works recently announced. The annual Legacy fundraiser will take place at 6:30 p.m. October 27th at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center. More information on table sponsorships and tickets will be made available soon. For more information on Basin Theater Works and other upcoming shows and fundraisers, go to tinyurl.com/5FRDXK8C. Abbott announces 2023 Star of Texas nominations. Austin. Governor Greg Abbott announced Thursday that nominations for the 2023 Star of Texas Awards are now open to honor peace officers, firefighters, emergency medical first responders, and members of federal law enforcement who were seriously injured or killed in the line of duty. Nominations can also be made for private citizens who were seriously injured or killed while aiding or attempting to aid a peace officer, firefighter, or emergency medical first responder in the performance of their duties. Quote, the annual Star of Texas Awards recognize the incredible sacrifices that our peace officers, firefighters, and emergency first responders make in service to our state and their fellow Texans, end quote, Abbott said in the press release. Quote, these awards honor the bravery and exemplary leadership of these selfless individuals who were injured or killed in the line of duty. We are forever thankful for these unsung heroes who risk their lives every day to serve and protect our communities, end quote. To be eligible for the 2023 award, the critical incident must have occurred between September 1, 2003 and June 13, 2023. Nominations are due to the Office of the Governor by June 13, 2023. The nomination can be accessed through the Governor's Office website at tinyurl.com/4FDTW4YV. City Nature Challenge returns to Texas for the eighth year. Austin. The City Nature Challenge is back in full force for the eighth year. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, through the Texas Nature Trackers program, invites all Texans to participate April 28th through May 1st in a friendly competition between 15 Texas metropolitan areas. Everyone is invited to explore nature in their immediate surroundings. Outside their front doors, in their yard, or anywhere nature is found, and can be safely and responsibly explored. Whether joining a group event, exploring nature with your family, or venturing out on your own, participants are encouraged to embrace the collaborative aspect of sharing observations online with the digital community, and celebrate the healing power of nature safely as they document their local biodiversity. If you do not live in one of these areas, you can still participate by joining the City Nature Challenge 2023 Global Project and entering your observations of plants, animals, and fungi on the free mobile app iNaturalist. You are also invited to join the effort to help identify those plants and animals found during the challenge by helping to identify observations on the app the following week, May 2nd through 7th. This global community-based scientific effort is co-organized by San Francisco's California Academy of Sciences and the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County. Texas Nature Trackers encourages use of the hashtag City Nature Challenge on social media or as a tag in iNaturalist. In 2022, our Texas metropolitan areas joined 419 other cities in a worldwide celebration of the resilience of urban nature that logged more than 1.6 million observations of more than 50,000 species by 67,000 people. In Texas, 93 counties logged more than 148,000 observations, with 7,700 species recorded. Visit the Texas City Nature Challenge on the TPWD website to find links to Texas projects and learn more about the global project at the City Nature Challenge website. Free online training is available on April 20th. Participants can also contact Craig Hensley and Wendy Anderson with the Texas Nature Trackers program at tracker@tpwd.texas.gov. Midland Health Wound Management Center recognized for clinical excellence. Midland Health is proud to announce the Midland Health Wound Management Center as a recipient of the Center of Distinction Award by Healogics, the nation's largest provider of advanced wound care services. The center achieved outstanding clinical outcomes for 12 consecutive months, including a patient satisfaction rate higher than 92%. Quote, every day, Dr. Melissa Allworth and our team strive to serve our patients with the best quality of care possible, end quote, said Brad Robinson, Wound Management Center Program Director. Quote, we are excited to be a center of distinction and be a part of leading healthcare for Greater Midland, end quote. The Wound Management Center is a member of the Healogics network of over 600 wound care centers and offers highly specialized wound care to patients suffering from diabetic foot ulcers, pressure ulcers, infections, and other chronic wounds which have not healed in a reasonable amount of time. Advanced wound care modalities provided by our wound care experts include negative pressure wound therapy, total contact casting, bioengineered tissues, biosynthetic dressings, and growth factor therapies. The center also offers hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which works by surrounding the patient with 100% oxygen to help progress the healing of the wound. Kite Fest returns this Saturday at UTPB Park. The UTPB Student Government Association is hosting its annual Kite Fest from noon to 3 p.m. Saturday at UTPB Park. The event is free and open to the public. Families are encouraged to bring kites to fly. Kites will also be handed out to anyone who needs one. The fest will also include food and large kites in the sky for entertainment. This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram, Health and Wellness, for Wednesday, April 12, 2023. National Donate Life Month. Make decision to donate life for those in need. Every year in April, we recognize individuals who give the gift of life through organ, tissue, and eye donation. April is National Donate Life Month, and this year Midland Memorial Hospital will host its third annual Donate Life event on Friday, recognizing individuals who have made the life-saving decision to donate. On this day, we will raise the Donate Life flag and have a butterfly release in honor of our donors. April 14th is National Donate Life Blue-Green Day, and we encourage the community to wear blue and green to show support of the Donate Life message to register as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. To register to become an organ or tissue donor, or to get more information, visit DonateLifeTexas.org. Donate Life Texas is a nonprofit organization and the official registry for Texas. Approximately 17% of people die every day because of an organ they desperately need is not available in time, and every 9 minutes another person is added to the wait list. Just one donor can save as many as 8 lives. In 2022, Midland County had 7 organ donors and 17 tissue donors. The organ donations resulted in 19 organ recipients who now have a new chance at life. This is an amazing accomplishment. At Midland Memorial Hospital, every donor is recognized for their life-saving donation. When a donor is taken for the organ recovery process, staff line the hallways in an honor walk to show support as the patient is transported. In addition to registering to become an organ donor, it is important to have the conversation with your family or close friends about your decision to donate. Many times, the decision happens too late at the end of the life, and family and close friends have difficulty making those decisions. Having a conversation early makes the transition much easier on all individuals involved. Many donations happen after an individual is deceased, but there are many donations made from live donors. So this week, we encourage you to wear your blue and green colors to spread the message of the importance in registering to become a donor. The decision to register could be the most important decision you make in the life of someone in need of donation. Health and Fitness. Healthy Kids Running Series starts this weekend. Healthy Kids Running Series is a national, inclusive, and fun youth running program. It consists of 5 weekly races for kids age 2 through current 8th graders. The races in Midland will be held at 5 p.m. on Sundays, beginning at 5 p.m. at Abel Junior High in Midland, beginning April 16th for 5 straight weeks. The last race will be May 14th. Registration is $45 total per child for the entire 5 races. Points are awarded based on finish each week, and at the end of the 5 race series, the top finishers with the most points will receive a trophy. All participants will receive a t-shirt at the beginning of the series, and all participants will receive a medal at the end of the series. The race distances vary based on age, and the races are run on grass fields. Age groups and race distances are as follows. Ages 2 to 3, 50-yard dash. Ages 4 to 5, 100-yard dash. Grades kindergarten and first, 400 meters. Second and third grades, 800 meters. Fourth and fifth grades, 1 mile. Sixth through eighth grades, 1 mile. Healthy Kids Running Series has been operating in Midland during the fall and spring since October 2021. There were approximately 200 kids participating in each of the three previous sessions. This spring 2023 session will be fourth consecutive session in Midland. It is a national organization that is created to motivate kids to lead a healthy and active lifestyle through a positive introduction to the world of running. It was founded in 2009 to combat increasing rates of childhood obesity in America. Our founder designed a running program that provides a fun environment and builds self-esteem. HKRS is a national, community-based, nonprofit organization designed for kids to get active, feel accomplished, and lay the foundation for a healthy lifestyle. My email address is MidlandTX@HealthyKidsRS.org. On the right is the registration form that includes a QR code for online registration in the program. Registration link can also be accessed at HealthyKidsRunningSeries.org. Mayo Clinic Minute. Tips to deal with 2023 spring pollen allergies. If you are one of the millions of people who suffer pollen and allergies, you don't need a calendar to tell you it's spring. Sometimes called hay fever, allergic rhinitis can sometimes be confused with a cold. So what's happening and what can you do? While hay fever alone may not be life-threatening, it can be uncomfortable, says Dr. Arveen Basin, a Mayo Clinic allergy and immunology expert. She offers these tips for relief from spring pollen and allergies and tells you when it's time to see an allergist. Quote, if you're prone towards allergies, you develop an antibody called IgE to that particular allergen. When you're exposed to that allergen, it causes the release of histamine and these other mediators, end quote, says Dr. Basin. And that is when spring's unfurling can feel downright bad. The first step is to control your exposures, says Dr. Basin. Some of those environmental control measures include keeping windows at home, in the car, and at work closed. Quote, if it's a dry and windy day, the pollen is blowing. You want to run the air conditioning because that way you're recirculating the clean air, end quote, she says. For regular allergy sufferers, start your medication a couple weeks before the season starts. Quote, first-line treatment is what we call oral antihistamines that help with some of the itching, running, and sneezing. And the nasal spray is really helpful to focus on some of the congestion and the runny nose, end quote, says Dr. Basin says. Saline solutions using distilled water are also helpful. And if these tips don't help, Dr. Basin says, that is the time to make an appointment. Quote, the best time to engage an allergist is really when you've tried all the environmental control measures that you can, and you've tried over-the-counter medications, but you're still symptomatic, end quote, says Dr. Basin. Using saline solutions or a neti pot, saline irrigation solutions can be purchased ready-made or as kits to add to water. You can also use a homemade solution. Look for a squeeze bottle or a neti pot. A small container with a spout designed for nose rinsing at your pharmacy or health food store. To make up the saline irrigation solution, do not use tap water, as it can contain organisms that could cause infection. Use water that's distilled or sterile. You can also use water that was boiled and cooled. Another option is using water that has been filtered using a filter with an absolute pore size of 1 micron or smaller. To prevent infections, wash the bottle or pot with hot soapy water and rinse it after every use and leave it open to air dry. Do not share a container with other people. Healing. Utilize EMDR to renew your mind this spring. Easter and spring are often seen as a time of rebirth and renewal. It is not just a renewal of life, such as plants, trees, flowers, and resurrection. It can also be a renewal of the mind. There are many ways to renew the mind. You can take time to meditate and calm the mind and the body, or write journals to help alleviate stress. You can also utilize EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, which is a way of reprocessing de-stressing events that the brain has registered as traumatic. Many people see trauma as something major like sexual assault and being in a war zone. However, children watching and hearing parents arguing, people yelling, parents blaming each other, children bullying each other, and saying someone is useless, worthless, or lazy can be registered as traumatic in the brain and influence a person's self-image. Many people assume that because these are things that happen daily, it's nothing that can be described as traumatizing. EMDR can help renew the mind and rebuild self-esteem by helping individuals see themselves and others in a new perspective. If you struggle with mental health, do not be afraid to ask for help. If Samaritan can be of assistance, please do not hesitate to contact us at 432-563-4144. How to spring clean your mind. Thinking about spring cleaning? The best place to start isn't the kitchen, garage, or closets. This year, try starting with your mind. By April, most people have all but forgotten the New Year's resolutions they made 4 months ago, and many have fallen back into old habits that get in the way of better health and happiness. But spring is a great time to reset, declutter, and recalibrate your mind and goals. Research suggests that spring may be one of the best times to start a new habit or make a change. Studies show that trying a goal or resolution to a specific day or time of year, such as a birthday, New Year's Day, or the first day of spring, increases the chance of success, a phenomenon known as the, quote, fresh start effect, end quote. Studies at the Wharton School show that the fresh start effect is particularly strong in spring. In one experiment, people were urged to save for retirement using different, quote, temporal landmarks, end quote. They could start saving right now or pick a future date, such as New Year's, a birthday, or the first day of spring. After several months, the people who focused on saving on their birthdays or the start of spring had saved 20 to 30% more than the other groups. Spring is often not an obvious time for goal setting, said Katie Milkman, professor at Wharton and author of, quote, How to Change, The Science of Getting from Where You Are to Where You Want to Be, end quote. Quote, but it pops when you point out that it's the perfect fresh start, end quote, she said. Quote, the season, Easter, Passover, Ramadan, pick your renewal holiday. All of the religions have it pegged, but in regular life, without religious prompting, we can use it too, end quote. Motivation can, quote, wax and wane, end quote. And that's why, Milkman said, she best fresh starts are tied to a single action with some built-in factor that will help you keep going. Enroll in a 401k or a savings plan with automatic deductions. Sign up for a fitness class or gym membership, and you'll be reminded by the monthly bill. You can also make fresh starts in small ways. Put a notebook on your nightstand and use it to download all your thoughts and worries before you try to go to sleep. Commit to scheduling a physical, mammogram, or dental appointment. Plan a trip. Studies show we get a happiness boost just by planning a fun vacation. Solve a problem that has been on your mind. Organize passwords, start using a financial planning app, or sign up for meditation reminders. Start reading the book you haven't found time to read. Spring is also a great time to take a personal inventory, said Jack Grapple, an executive coach and professor of exercise and sports science at Judson University in Elgin, Illinois. Use these questions to help you tune into your goals and priorities. How do you want to be remembered? How do you want people to describe you? Who do you want to be? Who or what matters most to you? What are your deepest values? How do you define success in your life? What makes your life worth living? Write down your answers and reflect on how well you're achieving your goals. Grapple notes that your goals and values can shift based on your circumstances. For instance, his priorities changed once he adopted his son. Asking those questions can help you recalibrate and find a new, quote, North Star, end quote, to help guide decisions and assess if you're staying on track. Stress linked to higher chance of cognitive issues. People 45 and older who have elevated stress levels have been found to be 37% more likely to have cognitive problems, including memory and thinking issues, than those who are not stressed, according to research published in the journal JAMA Network Open. For more than a decade, the study followed 24,448 people, who also are participants in a long-term ongoing study on brain health. Periodically, the researchers use standardized testing to determine each participant's cognitive status. Their stress level, involving feelings or situations beyond their ability to cope was self-assessed. About 23% of the participants reported high levels of stress. Doctor takes patient off lifelong medication. Dear Dr. Roach, I am a 61-year-old male, and I'm currently taking medication for blood pressure, cholesterol, and diabetes. 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with deep venous thrombosis, a blood clot in my right leg. I was prescribed Coumadin. After taking Coumadin for 6 months, I never could get the number right. I went to the emergency room, and the doctor there said that the Coumadin wasn't working, so he prescribed Eliquis. He told me that I would be taking a blood thinner for the rest of my life. Recently, my primary health provider changed my doctor, and now this doctor is taking me off Eliquis. The reason is due to insurance. I guess it's expensive, and they asked the new doctor if I really needed to be on it. Should I be concerned about stopping Eliquis after being on it for 5 years? One doctor says that I'll be taking it the rest of my life, and now 5 years later, another doctor is taking me off of it. Something just doesn't seem right to me. Your opinion on this matter would be sincerely appreciated. Answer. I would also be very concerned if I thought my necessary medication was being stopped because an insurance company no longer wanted to pay for it. So I understand exactly why something doesn't seem right. But the issue may be a medical one, not a financial one. There is always a trade-off between reducing the risk of another clot with medicine and increasing the risk of serious bleeding. A bleed inside the brain is devastating, just as a blood clot in the lung is. So, it is possible that the first doctor might have made an error in judgment, and the second doctor might be right that you shouldn't be on an anticoagulant like warfarin, Coumadin, or apixaban, Eliquis. It takes experience to decide the duration of anticoagulation. Most people with their first diagnosis of DVT should be on anticoagulation for at least 3 months, while others are treated for 6 months up to a year. That decision is based on knowing what caused the blood clot. Sometimes it's unknown. How likely it is for the clot to come back, and how likely a person is to have dangerous bleeding on an anticoagulant. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach.
Hello, this is Michael reading Dear Abby for Friday, April 14th. Mom's unwelcome comments about ink need to dry up. Dear Abby, I am tattooed. I have 11 spread over my body. I grew up with strict rules. My mom always said no piercings, other than ears, or tattoos while I was under her roof. I got my first tattoo at 22 while away at college. I had to tell her about it because of a family beach vacation. She was disappointed. I have continued to get inked throughout my life. Every time she noticed a new tat, she voiced a negative opinion. We live in different states now, so the subject of my tattoos hasn't come up lately. A year ago, she was here to visit and didn't say one word about my ink. I'm planning to have more work done this summer, and I'm afraid that when she visits, she'll be critical of me again, even though I'm 32, have an above minimum wage job, and my husband and I own our own home. What can I do or say to get her to keep her comments at bay? Tatted in Indiana. Dear Tatted, what you say to your mother is, you know I love you, Mom. Thank you for the beautiful body you gave me. I'm sorry you're disappointed with what I've done with it. But in the future, please keep your negative comments to yourself because they are hurtful. Dear Abby, I'm engaged to marry the love of my life. We've known each other since we were school age. We are now 50. It will be a second marriage for both of us. He is unaware that I have access to his Facebook account, and I can see that he looks up his ex about once a week. They have been divorced for 3 years. It bothers me, but I'm hesitant to say anything because I would have to reveal how I know. I absolutely know he loves me and is in love with me. What do I do? Perturbed in Texas. Dear Perturbed, I can understand why you are bothered. Successful relationships, marriages in particular, are built on trust and honest communication, both of which appear to be absent in this love story. If you absolutely know your fiancé loves you, why have you been monitoring his online activities? I think it's time for full disclosure. Tell him why you felt the need to snoop on him and ask him why he feels the need to check on what his ex is doing. It could be simple curiosity, but if it's more than that, you are entitled to know. Dear Abby, oftentimes we like to pay our restaurant check with cash, so our server won't mistake our intention. We place the money inside the folder with the ends of the cash exposed. More often than not, when the server picks up the folder, she or he will say, "Do you need change?" We think asking this question is tacky and would prefer something like, "I'll be right back with your change." My Scottish heritage wants to say, "Every penny." But good manners prevents that. In some instances, we do leave a tip added onto the bill and don't want change, in which case we say, "No, thank you. The change is yours." What is your response when the server says, "Do you need any change?" Assuming in Arizona. Dear Assuming, my response would be to smile and say, "Yes, please," if I didn't want my server to keep it, which is rare.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.